This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the best way to raise children? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah azza wa jal, he instructs the believers in Surah At-Tahrim. He says, O you who believe, save yourself and your families from the fire. Save them. What does this mean? First and foremost, how does one save himself from the fire? Obviously, by doing the commandments that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us and by avoiding the prohibitions that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala informed us of. This is how you save yourself from the hellfire. By doing the obligations and the good deeds and by adhering to At-Tawheed, saying La ilaha illallah, and living by this word, you've saved yourself from the fire. And then how do you save your families from the fire? Ali radiallahu anhu said, عَلِّمُوهُمْ وَأَدِّبُوهُمْ. Teach them, عَلِّمُوهُمُ الْفَرَائِضِ. Teach them the obligations and also discipline them upon Islamic manners and etiquette. This is how you save your family from the fire, by teaching them the obligations of Allah Azza wa Jal and teaching them what Allah prohibited and making sure that they avoid and stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. And you discipline them as well. You teach them good manners. You teach them to give in charity. You teach them to speak the truth. You warn them against lying. You warn them against backbiting. You warn them against slandering and insulting and so on. For this is how you save your family from the fire. Now here, we answer the question. What is the best way to raise children and discipline and nurture children? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in this Quran, in this ayah, the fact that He said, save yourself first, then He said, save your families second. That means the best way to raise children is for you to be a role model for them. This is how it is. So if you are on a path of saving yourself from the fire, by doing the commands and avoiding the prohibitions and acting like a real believer and how a true believer should act, then the children are going to imitate this. They're going to copy this. And as a result, you've raised the best children. Subhanallah, this is why that came first in the ayah, saving yourself first, then the family. Imagine you lived your life and you're not saving yourself from the fire. You don't pray the prayers. You don't adhere to Allah's commands. You are engaging in the prohibitions. You smoke in front of your children. You look at al-haram in front of your children. You listen to al-haram in front of your children. How are they going to be saved from the fire? How are they going to get up and pray? Most likely it won't happen. So as a result, we learn that the best way to raise children is for you to be an example and a role model. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, look at your words. How do you speak? And refine them. Refine them, fix your words, speak goodness, look at your actions. If they're minimal, increase them and encourage your children to do the same thing. And look at your manners and your behavior. If it's no good, then fix it. Because with all this change, you will see it directly in your children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us acceptance and to forgive us and to admit us into the paradise. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.